It's Monday, the 25th of July, and it's at 8:10 a.m. Stepping out into a cool, very strong, let's see, it's a breeze now, it's a wind. I never did find out when a breeze becomes a wind. Anyway, I'd say this morning that's not a breeze, that's definitely a wind. It gusts and it's cool. And the garden is sodden. And it's mostly overcast. Some brightness. But yesterday was an absolute diabolical stinker of a day. It rained all day long, varying degrees, particularly in the afternoon and late evening. It was teeming down, absolutely hammering it yesterday. If we hadn't had, and I say had, I don't mean it that way, if we hadn't had to go to Mass up in Shotts, about 12 miles away, and drop in to see my wife's family for half an hour, if we hadn't had to do that yesterday evening, we'd have done nothing yesterday. We'd be stuck in doors. I was so bored yesterday, and I'm catching up on the Tour de France stages cycling, which is brilliant. I love it. I could spend hours there, but even I got fed up and bored yesterday enough to go out in the garage and spend about an hour doing absolutely nothing. I walked into the garage, opened the garage door, I walked into the garage and I don't even know what I did. I think I kind of wandered around touching things and maybe moving them an inch and filled my head through full of ideas of where things should be and go, maybe need to be tidied up, or blah, 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 blah. Anyway, almost an hour out there yesterday, and I came out and closed the garage door and I thought, so what did you actually do for that? Didn't do anything, nothing. I just got out of the house. I was just undercover in a different part of the home. So this morning, still feeling clammy. That's me, not the weather. The weather's anything but clammy now. It's that rain has taken all the heat out of the air, all the clamminess. It's just, that's about the best way to describe it. But my skin, or my body if you like, still feels clammy, particularly in the mornings, from this flu. Still got a lot of the symptoms, you know, the post-symptoms. Still nasally, croaky in the throat. Still sucking hard-boiled Morrison's, that's the store, Morrison's Butter Mintos. Absolutely lovely, but once you've sucked about 4 million of the things, you get a wee bit skin up. It is cold. I'm standing beside my shed, which hasn't been built, still in its packet, below the blue harp. And I'm not even going to attempt to build it until I have a clear weather run. So, other than that, I'm feeling okay. I feel rotten, in a way, because I feel rotten, if that makes sense. Because I've still got so many of these post-flu cold symptoms, you know, it does get you down, it wears you down, it wears and wears you down. Even though you've got rid of the virus, it's cleared out your body, but you've still got these horrible clogged up, blocked up, yuck. Like your head needs to be screwed off and something done with it, and then stuck back on your neck, you know, fresh, cleared out, breathing fine. It'll come, I know, it'll come. I'm just fed up waiting it coming. Anyway, apart from that, as I said, I'm feeling okay. I'm still tired. I was very tired this morning when I got up. I think I was up three times during the night. But, so that's probably, you know, that is definitely the reason I'm so tired, getting out of bed at the alarm time at 7. Just because the sleep's broken and broken and broken, you know. It just makes you tired and lethargic in the morning. I'm going to try and give myself a kick up the arse. Sorry, kick up the backside. This morning. I don't have a manager. Maybe I have to limber up first before I can do that. Yeah. Don't want me falling over on one leg. But then again, I'm speaking metaphorically, aren't I? A metaphorical kick up the bahookie. Get a move on. Get out of it. Shit yourself, man. Stop whinging in the morning. Who's doing all the shouting? Who's doing all the shouting at me? Leave me alone, I tell you. I want to be alone. Ah, well. There's the feckin' air light, so I'm off.